The weekend that falls between Christmas and New Year's is dedicated to the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And it has, in this time, it's a very relaxed time for a lot of people. So it's very appropriate to reflect on this theme of family life, especially the Holy Family. In this time, you may have noticed that we don't have children's liturgy. We keep things more relaxed. The groups are not doing their normal things. We've taken a break for the holidays. And so it's a good time for us to let the time of Christmas to just let all the stress and all the celebration, all the kind of like take its toll and let it relax and take a more relaxed time to reflect on things. And this weekend, the church asks us to reflect on the Holy Family. And it's a feast that has an interesting history. It started, the first time this devotion started was in Quebec in the 17th century, so the 1600s. And the bishop at the time, Bishop François de Laval, a very famous bishop, also a very important figure in Canadian history, he petitioned the Pope to have this celebration, which was being done in Quebec, be included in the Universal Church calendar so that the Catholic Church worldwide would celebrate it. And after many years, it eventually was included. So now we can be proud. This is our Canadian contribution to the global Catholic Church. We have a feast day that's been included. It was practiced, started in our very country. So it's a very great thing for us to be to have much pride about. And the Feast of the Holy Family is for us to reflect on family life. It's for us to reflect on what it means to be a family and how we should behave as a family. We should be a people clothed in compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, as St. Paul writes in his letter to the Colossians. And this is true for many people. Many people come from good families and they have a great family life. Family life is challenging, as many will readily admit sometimes, but it's challenging, yet it's very beautiful life. Family life is truly a gift. But unfortunately, a lot of people do not have that experience. A lot of people come from broken homes. They have a more negative experience of family, may have issues with their parents or with siblings or with other relatives in the family. And so family life for them is a more negative thing. And it's a very unfortunate thing. Sometimes sin enters into family life and creates these problems. And this creates a need for healing within families, for a pastoral healing of issues that have happened. But it also reminds us that family life also includes the global church, the universal church, and the parish church. That we as a parish can be a family for those who don't have a family, or those who don't have a good family. And also reminds us that just as families should be clothed in goodness, so should we too as a parish be clothed in compassion, be people of kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, be willing to forgive and to live together in perfect harmony with one another. Because as a parish, we're not just a collection of people. As a church, we're not just an organization of human beings brought together for a cause. We are the family of God. We are a family that cares for one another, that prays for one another, and seeks to do good for one another. And we need more of this kindness and compassion in our lives, and not just our lives personally, but also our lives as a church. And also society in general needs to learn from this. We need more compassion in life. We don't need less. We need more. We need more kindness. We need meekness. We need more patience. We need to be truly a human family so that we can love one another. It doesn't mean you have to like one another. If you were at family gatherings recently, you know there's a difference between love and liking one another, especially when the conversations can go into various topics that you disagree with, like, for example, politics. Who talked politics at family dinner, by the way? Raise your hand. Don't have to go into details. It's politics, it's our religion, politics, two topics you avoid. But also can extend other family members too. Family life can be pretty messy. It can be pretty, be lots of conflict in it. But yet, we can't let those things, our differences, overshadow the fact that we should be a loving family. A human family, you know, natural family, but also a parish family, a church family, ecclesial family. We need more compassion in society. As I say, we don't need less. We need more of it. So today, let's look upon the Holy Family as an example for how we are to behave as people, how we are to behave as a parish, as a church, as a family, but also as human beings.